Hello. Welcome
Hello.
to So You Think You're Iconic, the movie podcast where we are, unlike Bruno Mars, not allegedly in $50 million of gambling debt.
Let's not get it twisted though. I am in
I am in
debt,
debt.
but not 50 mil
Not
in
nowhere
gambling
near
debt.
that amount.
Yeah, nowhere near
Nowhere
that
near that
amount.
amount. Also, I don't like to gamble. I gambled once in my entire
Yeah, me
life.
neither.
I did it for maybe 5 minutes. I won like $20 and then I left.
I've never gambled, but I have this thing with the claw machine at regular arcades that I just know if I brought that same energy to a casino.
Okay, so you have gambling addict tendencies. Got it.
Yeah, because
Good to know.
I am one of those people that I scope out that claw machine. I have somebody helping me on two sides if it's available, and if not, I'm trying to scope out what I can. I'm attempting everything I've got to get something out of
Yeah,
there.
do not ever step into a casino.
Yeah. I mean, I have,
That's actually insane. Literally, I might play a claw machine once, maybe twice. If I don't get it, I'm like, oh
Oh
well.
no.
And I just move
No,
on.
if I know I could get it in like two or three after like the first initial, someone has to stop me.
Let me just tell you now, you're probably not gonna get it. They designed those things for you not to win.
I have won three or four times before, once with one claw move, so I know it's possible.
We're not going to talk
No,
about
we're
this right
not.
now.
So we're gonna
No,
move on. We're
no,
gonna move on.
no,
We're
Kelly.
not gonna talk about my gambling problems.
Yeah, you obviously have a
It's
gambling
fine.
problem,
Don't worry
even
about
though
it.
you've never gambled.
Exactly. Don't worry about it.
So how was your week?
It was all right. There has been some changes at my job, and so Monday is going to be very interesting. I am changing up all of my duties on Monday. Well, all but one, technically. But yeah, come Monday, I will be doing very different things than I am used to. So,
Fine.
yeah, no touch. No.
Are you getting a different pay?
No.
Oh, I would have respectfully declined. I'd have been like, oh, thank you, but no.
I know. I really wish I was like, and even in that meeting, there was a point where he brought up the fact that, I've been taking some extra time, like some days off more than usual because I've got some like medical appointments to go to. And he's all like, I'm gonna be real with you. He's all like, there was a when he asked for time off last week, he's all like, oh no, I think she's going to an interview. And he's all like, just know if you ever have like thoughts of leaving or whatever, it's like make sure you talk to me because you're very important to this team, and like, the yada 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 will do the whatever to keep you. And I just breezed past that. I should have been like, yeah, since I'm doing new stuff, you want to give me some more money? It didn't even
Yeah,
click.
you most definitely should have.
I missed the opportunity, and I am still upset with myself.
You could always lie and say, "Hey, I got a job
I
offer." Can
know,
you?
right? Like, actually, when I told you that it was fine and I didn't actually go to the interview, to this week, I do. It's actually a medical appointment, but I'm not going to tell him that. But yeah.
Yeah, get that money, Kelly.
I know, I'm trying to. Because technically there's no title change or anything, so but yeah, I also went to the Fix Symphony this week.
Ooh, fine.
I saw Star Wars: A New Hope, and when I bought the tickets, I thought it was going to be one of those they just play the music from A New Hope. But it was actually one of those you see them for Christmas all the time where like they play Home Alone on a big screen and then the orchestra plays the music underneath it. It was that.
Yeah, isn't that what they always do?
See, I thought it was because in the description it just sounded like they were just gonna play the music straight. But when we got there, they played like when the concert started, they played the opening logo for I don't remember the company, but they played that, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, they're gonna do the movie?" And then they played the movie, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is actually really cool."
I think I went to one of those in elementary school, and it was for Harry Potter, and they did like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's a good one.
Okay. Was it fun? Was you
There was a little costume contest that went on. So there were a few people that were like actually dressed up as like the Mandalorian, Darth Vader,
okay.
Stormtroopers. Like they had the full on, it looked authentic kind of deal. Because there was a costume contest going on. Not a lot of people did, but there was a few who did that. Like they got creative with it. There was one guy like in a full three-piece suit, but like three-piece black suit, but he had the Darth Vader helmet on. So he was fancy Darth Vader. Was pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was my week.
Okay. For my week, pretty boring. I took Friday off just for like a mental, just like health day. I was just like, I don't. And I work from home for Fridays, and I was like, I don't care. I
No,
just
yeah.
need a
You
day.
still need that
I was
time.
like, I need a day. And so I didn't sleep in as much as I would have liked to, but I never really do. I went out, I saw a movie in the middle of the day. I worked out, and then I also went for a walk. In hindsight, that was too much. Should not have done a workout and go for a walk, but
Yeah.
I wanted to be outside. It was a nice day. It was like 72 degrees. I wanted the
Ooh.
sun to touch my skin.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then yesterday I went to my aunt's house, and I told my aunt that I'm constantly bored because I am constantly bored. Always. I'm always bored. I'm bored at work. I'm bored at home.
Same.
I'm constantly bored. I will be watching a movie sometimes and I'll be thoroughly enjoying the movie, but I'm still bored. I'm just bored. Like 95% of the time, if you look at me, just know I'm bored. And I told her this, and she was like, you know what she said to me,
What'd
Kelly?
she say?
I wanted to get up out of that house immediately when she said this.
Happened?
She had the gall to look at me and said, "Well, why don't you get on a dating app and find someone else that's bored?" And I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
Wow, she really said.
I did not respond. I was like,
I wouldn't
I'm not
either.
doing this right now.
I wouldn't either. No. Wow. She said, find someone else who's bored.
Yeah, I was like,
Incredible.
I'm like, no, I'm not doing that, but thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, you're like, thanks. But that's gonna be an immediate no.
Immediate no. I have never been bored enough to download a dating app.
I mean,
This just
we did it that one time, but only because we thought it would be funny. And then even after that, I kept it for like a week.
Oh, I never opened mine again. I might have even deleted it. I don't
I
remember.
think you did. I think you did. I think I kept it open for a week, but I didn't like respond to anything. I just saw what came in, and I was like, "Oh, great!" And then I deleted it.
Yeah, that's not for me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
That's not my story.
same.
That's not how my story goes. I'm so sorry. Love that for the rest of y'all though.
Yeah, great, but don't suggest it to me ever again. I
Don't suggest it to me. I will not do
will
it.
not. And if you do suggest it to me, you don't know me.
You know. Yeah.
Just letting you know.
And so also today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Are you wearing green?
No,
Okay.
of course not. I don't care.
Okay.
Oh, I am wearing green. My shorts are green.
Oh, there you go. See?
But yeah, I don't do this holiday. I don't even know what this holiday is for. So
No,
I will be saying,
it's for Saint Patrick.
who is Saint Patrick? What is his significance?
He was a Catholic monk, right?
I don't
And
know.
there is something
Like
to
I
do with a
said,
snake.
now you've really lost me.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking
I've got
about.
some Irish in me, so I have heard the story before, but I do not remember it fully.
Well, either way, I will be staying home today. I will not be going out, even though I think last night was the going out
Yeah, I
time.
don't think anyone's gonna go out today.
I also don't have any money to be going
Me
out, so
neither.
like that's just
Ignore
I'm
the
trying to get.
Starbucks order that I just put in, though. Don't talk about that.
Jesus, Kelly.
It's BOGO. I can't pass up a deal.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But I, yeah, I'm unlike Bruno Mars, I'm trying to pay off my debts. Sorry. Plus, I have a trip coming up that I need to be prepared for that I have no money for. So,
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I have several trips, a concert.
Oh yeah,
I
you
have
do
a
have a
bunch of stuff
concert.
coming up. And I have no money. Also, I have no one to go to this concert with.
When is it again?
I asked our friend and they're busy, so oops. What?
When is it again?
When is it? I'm like a month. When is it?
It's
April 13th.
okay, I was about to say it's not the week that I'll be there.
No, it's not. So yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I sent Kelly, the dog was on the roof again, so I sent Kelly a picture of the dog.
Yeah, I love Roof Dog.
Roof Dog is weird. Like the energy Roof Dog gives me, it's not good. It feels dark. I can't explain
He
it
has
when I'm
bad intent.
like he like stares me down
Well,
whenever I walk
duh.
past him.
He's Roof Dog. He is the alpha. He
Like
made his way to the roof.
it's horrifying. Also, the people that live at that house really need to figure out how that dog keeps getting on the roof. This is like the fourth time I've seen that dog on the roof.
I kind of love that for him, though, that
So,
he chooses to go up there.
I don't love it for me because, like I said, it
The
makes me feel
energy,
uneasy.
yeah, I get
The
it.
energy is off.
It's one thing to see a
There's some
cat on the
dark.
roof, but it's another to see a dog.
Yeah, it's dark. I can't explain it. It gives sort of satanic. I don't know what to say.
Also,
That
it's
dog
a
has seen.
pit bull, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
When that dog looks into my
He's looking into your
eyes,
soul.
something is happening and I don't like it. Like if you zoom in to that picture I took,
Let me pull it up.
There's no eyes, and it just feels like he's just staring into your soul. I don't like it.
Yeah, he's
It's
just
very,
unwavering gaze.
yeah, it makes me feel
He's
uneasy.
all like, I see you, I know who you are, I know what you've done.
Yeah, I feel like he can like read my mind or something, and one day I'm gonna walk past him and he's just gonna jump at me. I just know it.
He is in Egypt mythology, he is Osiris weighing your soul against the feather of truth, seeing if you fail and sends you to hell or not. Yeah.
Seems about right.
Yeah. He gives that kind of energy.
But yeah, and then I washed my dog yesterday and he was not having it.
He never has it, though.
Last time I washed him, he was okay.
Okay.
This time he did not want to be washed. Even though he had so much dirt on him,
Yeah.
it was insane. But he did not want to be washed. And so that took some time. And then I tried like brushing slash de-shedding him with like this tool I bought off of Amazon that like sucks all the hair into the vacuum.
Yeah.
He wasn't having that either. And usually he likes it as long as I get his belly a couple of times. He was not having it.
No, just a bad day all around.
He was not in the mood to be cleaned
No.
in any shape or form.
He said, "Let me be dirty."
And then I had to clean his bed, and he didn't like that I sent him to his cage without his bed.
Was a whole
It was a whole
moment.
thing.
Yeah.
And so I got myself Sonic after. I was like,
You deserve it.
I deserved it, and it was very good. My go-to is like a grilled cheese, maybe two grilled cheeses if I'm feeling a little extra hungry. Tater tots, and then I get two drinks, or they're not drinks, but I get two things. I will get a, what do they call it? A blast with cookie dough and Oreo. And then I get a limeade slush.
I like the
And
cherry
that's my
limeade
Oreo.
one.
Also a good choice.
That's the only drink I know at Sonic.
I don't deviate from those ever.
Yeah, I'm one of those people too.
That's what I get every single time I go to Sonic.
Hey, you like what you like.
If like sometimes I'll get a corn dog, but that's very few and far between. And normally only when they have like the 99-cent corn dogs, otherwise I'm like, it's not worth it. Because I think like without it being on sale, it's like a dollar like 50, and I'm like, that's kind of a lot for a corn dog.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that was my week. I actually had some stuff this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. Okay, Kelly, you can go ahead and tell us about this movie.
Yay! I'm so excited. So, this week we are talking about Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Yes.
So, we start this movie with Lara in a temple working to get what looks like some, what to me looks like some like precious stone. When she is attacked by a huge metal robot. Lara fights back with her twin pistols and eventually rips out like I guess part of its main frame, killing it. She then opens the laptop and launches her own objective in changing it from kill Lara Croft to like her party tunes. And it turns out the whole thing was a simulation using one of Bryce's inventions.
Yeah, also, some people have too much money because this is all set up in her
In her
house.
house, she has too much money.
She has way too much money. Too much money and too much time on her hands.
Yeah, she literally set up a whole temple scene with a killer robot
In her
in her
house, yes.
house with a live-in tech guy.
Well, live in is
Live
a
in is,
stretch,
yeah.
but
But he's on the premises. He's on
he's on the
the
premises.
premises.
She has him living in a trailer in her yard.
Yes, he chooses to live in the trailer, by the
Super ghetto, but
way.
it makes him
It
happy.
makes him happy. We then meet Hillary, her butler, who meets her. And after showering, he gives her a breakdown of the day. While this is happening in Venice, a group meets on the first day of the planetary alignment, and they are looking for a key. Mr. Powell and his assistant are the reason for this delay, but announce that after going through extensive historic evidence, they are very close to getting the key. They are told by the leader of this group that they need two halves of a triangle within 1 week, because that's when the planetary alignment is complete, or they'll have to wait another 5,000 years for it to work. The next day, Hillary brings Lara some jobs to do, but she isn't interested because it is the anniversary of her father's disappearance slash death. We then see Lara visiting her father's grave. She gets very emotional about it.
Having Angelina Jolie's actual father play her father
Yeah,
is hilarious
yeah.
when you rem when you remember that she, rightfully so, hates that man.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah,
hilarious.
it's kind of funny.
Really funny.
I wonder how like they approved that like together. You know what I mean?
Maybe this was before she hated him.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, technically, it's not one of my movie facts, but they only technically filmed one scene together.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So later, at night, Laura is checking on the planets that are aligning for the full solar eclipse. And that night, she dreams of her father and the story he told her about the planetary alignment and how she should find the triangle. She wakes up in a sweat, and after searching through her house, she finds a ticking box from her dreams, and inside is an antique clock. Laura wakes up Bryce in his trailer at 5 a.m. to look at this clock, and if anybody, even my mother, would wake me up at 5 a.m. to look at some antique clock, I'm not having it. I'm sorry.
Justified, yeah.
I don't, if you're waking me up at a time that I was not planning on being woken up at, I'm gonna be so grumpy. As Bryce starts looking at the clock, he doesn't seem to find anything, but when Laura sees a glowing back part of the clock, she tells him to take it apart so she can look at it. When he's taking too long, she decides to smash the whole thing and they find a circular device with the all-seeing eye on it. Laura then races to an auction and waits to see one of the workers, Mr. Wilson. And she almost spits on something, and the relief is so funny when somebody else
Yeah,
outbids her.
you do not raise your hand in an
Dude,
auction house. What are you
as
doing?
much, yeah. It was very subtle too. It wasn't even too high, but the fact that you raise your hand at an auction just to know that you were bidding on something potentially.
Yeah, put your hands down at all times.
Before going into his office, Laura runs into Alex West.
Has Daniel Craig always been in this movie?
Yes.
And why is he out of all the people in this movie speaking in an American
I
accent? It's
know. They
horrible.
literally
And
switched.
literally everyone else who isn't even British is talking in a British accent. So why couldn't they just have left him British?
Right. Why did he have to be American?
Yeah, weird.
I mean, you've played the games. Is Alex West American? Did
I don't
he?
think there is an Alex West in the game I played.
Oh. Because I've never played the games, I was just wondering. Because, like, if this was for the movie, they could have just kept him British.
Yeah, I never played the old Lara Croft. Maybe he's in like the original Lara Croft game. I don't know, but
But not, just
he
not,
didn't need to be British.
yeah. But they take digs at one another, and they clearly have some history, and she does not like him. After leaving Alex, Laura shows up in Mr. Wilson's office and she shows him the device found in the clock and asks for his help on it. She thinks that it might be connected to the triangle of light, but he says he can't help her, so she leaves. Later that night, she gets a call from Mr. Wilson telling her that he should meet with somebody named Manfred Powell, who might be able to help her out. But he seems to be up to something. This advice was not given with goodwill.
No.
So the next day, Laura meets with Mr. Pims and his boss, Manfred Powell, who claim to be lawyers with an obsession with antiquities, but Powell is an awful liar. That man.
Yeah, also, what does that mean? A lawyer with a obsession with
Obsession with antiquities? Yeah,
antiquities?
I don't know. Like, I
Like,
don't get it.
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he's and specifically he says with like because she went to Mr. Wilson like for because it was part of a clock. And she's all like with Powell, she's like, "You've got a thing for antique clocks." Sure. So that night, in her mansion, Laura's just casually doing some aerial ballet. After Hillary has gone to bed and Bryce has gone to his trailer. And while this is happening, a group of heavily armed men sneak onto the grounds. They bar Bryce's trailer first and then sneak into the mansion, which triggers an alarm that Laura notices when men just burst through her glass ceiling.
Yeah. This whole like tether fight sequence thing is great. Mm-hmm. But it really, really makes me want to do one of those like tethered workout classes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Like every time I watched this movie when I was little, this was like my favorite part. Just seeing her like just elegantly through the air, like ricocheting everywhere. I was like, I want to do that.
It looks like fun.
Right? Mm-hmm. It looks great. Also,
you know what we should do? We should take a trapeze class.
Ooh.
I don't know if they even have those out here. But I mean, we should take one.
I mean, they do have like those ribbon classes, like, you know, that performers do. So I'm sure they have something like that somewhere. You know,
if anyone knows of any trapeze or whatever this
aerial
is called,
something, yeah,
aerial classes, email us.
Yeah, let us know because we're very interested. So Laura fights the intruders, and when Bryce notices the alarm, tries to help from the trailer, but he is shot up. And eventually, Hillary gets strapped up himself with his own shotgun. The men get closer to sealing the clock, and through some comms, Bryce helps Laura to get herself out of the garage and back to the clock. Also, this whole fight sequence, Laura is just killing these men with anything possible. Mm-hmm. She uses her motorcycle. She's got a compression gun that's shooting screwdrivers at people. Yeah. So the men get the clock as Laura rushes back into the mansion. The men then deliver the clock to Powell, and that next morning, as they're cleaning up the mansion, Laura gets a letter delivered, and it's from her dad, written before he died, instruction to be delivered on that date. The letter holds a riddle that leads her to a book with tales written by William Blake. Mm-hmm. In the book, there is an all-seeing eye symbol hiding the real letter from her father, telling her about the triangle of light that would give someone the power to control time. And how...
Yeah. Also, did you hear what I hear? What I heard? Did you hear what I heard during this scene? Did you hear like the beat to Get Your Freak On in the background? You didn't hear that?
I don't think I was paying that much attention.
I know I heard it.
Oh my god.
It was very faint at first, and then it got like gradually louder, and then right before she started like reading the letter, I heard it.
Get your freak on. I'm gonna have to go back and hear it. I have to hear it.
Yeah, you have to, because it was there.
Is this it? See, this is better than finding out that the X-Men theme and that one Whitney Houston song are the same.
No, that was the ultimate musical.
No, because now that song is ruined for me, and I like that song.
Why is it ruined? I think that elevated it.
Well, because all I can see now is the X-Men opening when the song comes on.
And now when the new X-Men show comes out,
when
you hear the theme song, you'll think of Whitney Houston.
Rip a queen. But anyway, the triangle gave someone the power to control time. And when they found out that it could be used for good and evil, it was split into two and placed on the opposite sides of the earth so that no one would be able to use it again.
What's so funny about that is like literally anything can be good, could be used for good and evil.
Honestly, if you think hard enough, anything could be used for good or evil.
Yeah.
Also, no one saw like that they could control time and be like, oh yeah, no one's gonna use this for evil.
Yeah,
no
weirdos.
She is then given the task of preventing the Illuminati from getting their hands on the triangle and destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Laura tells the boys about her mission and how she's going to Cambodia to find the first part of the triangle.
Mm-hmm. And then I forgot that man's name, the one living in the trailer.
Bryce.
Bryce literally says she has 15 hours. And did you know that a flight from London to Cambodia is 14 hours and 5 minutes minimum? How does she make it in time?
I don't know, but whatever service she's using to get there in time, can I also be in on that?
All right.
Can I cut down a 15-hour flight to like 2?
What airline is right. that? And do they use Boeing planes?
Right. What's their accommodations like?
What are their accommodations like? I'm not really fucking with Boeing right now, so they have any Airbuses?
Right. Just wondering.
We can ride.
Just wondering. Yeah. What are the rates?
Let us know.
You know, is it expensive for a round trip? I don't know.
I saw that they dropped you off in a Hummer. Was that extra, or is that like a part of their
right? Is that part of the deal too? Like, do I have to provide the Hummer, or will the Hummer be provided for me?
Mm-hmm. Also, how did it safely fall to the ground with only 3 parachutes?
Right.
Let me know.
I want to know what industrial parachutes you got on site.
Yeah.
Just asking. But she calls in a favor to get her and her car delivered to Cambodia and finds that Powell and his men are already working on getting into the temple. And as she is spying on them, she sees that Alex West is helping them. Powell says that they have 72 minutes until the next planetary alignment. Well, part of the planetary alignment, not the full thing. And gets West to help the men break into the temple. As Lara manages to just drive up and finds the back door. So easily. And she goes through a hidden pathway as the men pull open the door. Lara then does something that I would not do, which is follows a strange laughing little girl through a strange temple.
Never.
Yeah, no, could not be. If I heard laughing from a little girl in a place where a little girl should not be.
In a place where a little girl should not be? No.
I'm out.
Mm-mm.
There's
the only places that laughing from children is acceptable are elementary schools, Disneyland, and the movie theaters. That's it. Anywhere else, keep your head on a swivel.
Yes. Because there is no way that is normal.
No.
But she follows the little girl. As Alex and Powell enter through the front. The little girl points Laura into the direction of the flowers that her father was telling her to look out for. And she accidentally breaks through the temple's ceiling and ends up right in the middle of it where she should be. Just as Powell and Alex and his men enter as well. Lara keeps hidden and finds a secret inscription that says, "Beware of everything in this temple," basically.
Why are they giving instructions on how not to die in this temple if they don't want anyone to use the thing?
Right. This is the most sacred thing. And you're all like, I mean, if you do make it this far, I'm going to give you a little tip.
Right. I'm going to give you a little tip.
Don't touch anything. And they also give instruction of how to get into the thing, because Alex also finds a clue to incorporate the swords on this big Buddha into the central dais.
Mm-hmm.
Powell then finds a spot he believes should hold the key and counts down to the exact time as Lara reveals herself and says, "Hey, I found the true spot." And they try to kill her for a second, but she's like, "Hey, yo, you can either trust me or wait another 5,000 years. So they decide.
I wonder what would have happened if he had put it in there.
Right? I think there's probably some booby trap. They would have died.
Probably.
But she manages to convince them. And at the very last second, they throw her the key and she puts it into the correct spot. When she does, the swords that Alex and the men put in activate, and it starts a pendulum swinging at the Buddha. And after some help, the needle on the end hits a jar on the Buddha and releases pure water and light.
Forbidden fruit. Forbidden Juice.
Forbidden Juice. Forbidden Jungle Forbidden Juice. Juice. Yeah. And it releases the piece of the triangle in the center of the dais that the men are on. And Lara manages to steal it seconds before Powell gets his hands on it. Lara then races to get the key as various statues of warriors and beasts come alive with the help of whatever goo was with the piece of the triangle.
Yeah.
So everybody has to fight off their own statues. And Alex manages to get the key before Lara.
These random statues are so funny to me because they can simultaneously move at lightning speeds, but also if you just kick them, they fall apart.
Yeah. they have varying levels of like
durability
and like swiftness, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
some of these move extremely fast and like others are like lumbering around, but like if you breathe on them, they're like, oh, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down. some of them can climb.
Yes,
with a quick little tap on the forehead and they just crumble.
I know, like she's able to kick these full-on like 2 feet thick stone statues,
rock monster.
Yeah. And then other times she has to bring out her guns and shoots down these beasts and they're still running at her.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is no reason for this.
Mm-hmm. It's very weird, but
it's what happens. So, Alex grabs the key and brings it to Powell, and he and Lara kind of have like a standoff, but it's broken when the Buddha statue decides to come alive, and everyone just leaves Lara to fend for herself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she wasn't supposed to be there to begin with, so I get it.
True. True, true, true.
She's not part of the team.
No. They're like, technically, I got what I wanted, so...
Like, we gave you the option to join our team. Yeah, you didn't want to.
You said no. And quite rudely, so you can die to this Buddha guy. So she uses her guns and the little pendulum needle thing from earlier to kill the Buddha statue. But is chased by the last beast in the temple, which throws her from it. After she lands, she immediately has to start running because Powell's men start shooting at her. But Alex is the one that manages to catch up with her, but he can't bring himself to shoot, so he lets her go. Lara then makes it to one of the nearby villages and manages to make a call to Powell. And they come to sort of an agreement because they each have something that they need. So they're going to make some kind of temporary truce to meet up in Venice. Lara then follows the monks to one of the temples and participates in a ritual and gets caught up in the ceremony. She doesn't even notice that it's ended and it's just her and one other monk. She speaks with the monk and it turns out that he knew her father. And he is able to heal her wounds with some special tea. He also warns...
Magic tea.
Yeah, I need some of that.
Magic tea. Yeah, give me some magic tea.
He also reveals that what she's doing may not be the best for the world, but she's like, I gotta do it anyway. So Powell and Lara meet in Venice, and she finds that he is working with the Illuminati. He wants to be partners with her, but she does not care, only wanting information on the Illuminati, and he reveals that her father was part of the order, but she does not believe him. He tells her that she wants another chance with her father, and he is willing to give that to her if she gives him her piece of the triangle. She still doesn't trust him, and after threatening to kill her, she just leaves. She's like, I'll help you out, but you're not getting my piece of the triangle.
Yeah.
The group then travels to Serbia. Oh, my bad. Lara then visits Alex and calls him a traitor and says that, hey, if we keep going down this path, we can't be friends anymore.
They just randomly wanted Daniel Craig to be
They
shirtless
really
for no reason.
did. They really did. They're like, this is fan service at this point. Put him in the
Was
shower.
he? I don't know if he was Bond at this point,
No, I don't think
but
so.
I'm sure it helped.
Oh yeah, that definitely helped. Because he is pretty ripped in this movie. Lara then shows up with her triangle piece after calling Bryce and telling him, hey, meet me in Venice. And the two travel with Powell. The group then travels to Serbia. And while they wait to go to this, like, forbidden lake, she is told by one of the village girls that she is risking everything to see her father. And when Lara goes to look at her again because she's so shocked, the girl has disappeared.
What's with all these like weird psychic visions?
Right. Also, why are they all from little girls?
Yeah, weird.
Little girls are creepy. Like, you put anything in the little kid's hands, have them say it in a weird way, and it's just creepy.
Yeah. Moral of the story, no more
No more
children.
children. Or if you are going for
No more
scary, maybe
children.
put a child in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends.
It depends. Whatever goal you're trying to achieve, just be like, do I want it to be creepy? Yes, put in a
Child.
child.
If
If
not,
not,
don't.
don't put in a child.
Don't put the child in there. So the group then travel across to the dead zone. And after Lara rings a bell in one of the caves that they find, it reveals the way forward. And inside is a huge contraption that simulates like the planetary movements and little time storms that shows the breakdown of time. I don't know why, but they make one of the dogs go through it. And it shows like the breakdown of like its body as it jumps through the little storm. The men then hurry to find the place for the key, which they are now calling the eye, as the eclipse nears. I don't know why, but the Illuminati master or group leader has joined them on this trip as well. Alex and Laura then race up the contraption looking for the second piece, which they believe is in the center orb.
This little orb or globe or whatever thingy. It gives me Waterworld vibes, like from Universal Studios. And it's very pleasing to me.
You know what? This whole scene gives me that kind of vibe. I low-key was searching for the big bucket that fills up and like crashes over every 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's giving water park,
Giving
yeah.
water park, but specifically water park in like the early mid 2000s when water parks were great. Lara then gets the clock piece from Alex when she finds the slot, and when she puts it in, she's immediately absorbed into the big orb and spit out seconds later with the second piece of the triangle. The head of the Illuminati goes to join the two pieces of the triangle, but Powell kills him before he can and joins them himself, but nothing happens. Powell then has a theory, and to test it out, he stabs Alex, who falls into the water and ultimately dies as Lara tries to save him because he gets caught on one of the parts of the contraption, and it just they can't undo him from underneath the water, so he drowns. So Lara gets out of the water, and Powell uses Alex's death to get her to show him what's missing from the triangle. She then Powell then adds the chance of Lara seeing her father again as a bargaining chip against her. And she agrees to show him what's missing. So she uses a laser to find one of the time storm thingies and throws the clock inside, revealing the tiniest missing piece of the triangle. And when it's put back into the triangle, both are transported to some pyramid and they race to the completed triangle at the top, and Laura manages to grab it first. She then immediately sees her father and confronts him about not telling her about his position with the Illuminati, and he's immediately like, "You were a kid. What was I going to tell you?"
Exactly. Like, was I supposed to sit you down and explain this entire thing to you?
Right. You were like 6 or 8. Were you going to understand if I told you that was part of the Illuminati? Like, I don't think so.
Right. This was kind of none of your business.
Yeah. But, yeah. Also, if they were as dangerous as he thought they were to be, then why would he tell you at all? Mm-hmm. But she's upset about it anyway. And he says he was trying to protect her. And she wants to use the power to have more time with him, but he tells her that he has to destroy the triangle. Like, we had our time together. I'm always with you, but, like, we can't do this. So when Laura manages to get back to the present, she lands in the moment where Powell throws the knife at Alex. And since time has slowed down, she uses all of her strength to change the direction of the knife. And
instead of just moving Alex,
yeah,
she literally could have moved Alex. But no, she instead chose to injure herself while trying to move the direction of this knife.
Mm-hmm. She's very committed. But yeah, she changes the direction of the knife and restarts time as she shoots the triangle, destroying it. As this is going on, Bryce and Pim show up as the group goes to leave because they're like, it's destroyed. What are we going to do? Like, we all have to give up at this point. But Laura is stopped by Powell, who talks about her father's betrayal of the Illuminati and how he killed him, and shows her the pocket watch that used to belong to her father. Alex tries to stop her because the whole place is going down, but she's like, nah, I'm gonna get that pocket watch back. So her and Powell agree to a fist fight, which she absolutely dominates, by the way.
She does.
He like hits her like twice, but she's like absolutely killing him.
Mm-hmm. Also, it was during this fight that I realized where I knew where this man was from.
Powell?
Because I kept looking at him. I was like, where do I know you from? He was in the Resident Evil movies.
Oh my gosh, was he really?
I was like, where do I know you? Like, I know you from somewhere. It took me to the end of the movie, but I got it.
Let's go. Did you look it up or did it just click for you?
It just clicked for me. He's in a couple of them, actually, but like the one that like popped into my head was like the last Resident Evil movie.
Hey.
Where he like played like himself and then also like a like clone of himself.
What the heck? What was that?
Also like a clone of himself. I was like, yeah, that's you. That's you. You always playing a villain.
Yeah.
Always playing
he
a villain.
He does look like a villain, if I'm being honest.
He does. Just straight up. Also, he's British, so like,
yeah.
Villain.
But yeah, she dominates the fight. And after knocking him down, she grabs her father's watch and runs for her life. He's dead. He's going to die.
Yeah.
And she uses the sledding dogs to exit the cave. Back at the mansion, Hillary is surprised to find Laura dressed like a lady, like he's been trying to get her to dress as she goes to visit her father's grave again. When she returns to the mansion, Bryce has remade and modified the robot from the beginning of the movie, and Hillary gives her guns to fight it.
This ending is so random.
It's very random.
And also, it made me realize how, like, pencil-thin her eyebrows are.
Yes.
Because they're, like, zoomed in on her face at the end, and I'm just like, oh, wow.
Let's go early 2000s. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, girls, don't do that.
It doesn't suit everybody.
It doesn't suit everyone, and once you do that, it's kind of hard to like grow
them back. Depending on who you are, it's hard to grow it back, so be careful if you are going to touch your own eyebrows.
What's her name? Laura. Laura, for a British person, is very strapped.
Yes. Yeah.
She has so many guns. I'm just like, don't y'all have laws about this?
They do. They 1,000% do.
It's like, even her butler had a shotgun. And I'm like, yeah. They sell shotguns in England?
Yeah, I don't know their specific gun laws, but I think they might be more strict than over here.
Everywhere is more strict than over here. But yeah, true. She had a lot of guns.
She did. She stayed strapped like Rambo. But anyway, that is the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some movie facts?
Yes.
So, my first one is that this film was released on June 15, 2001, to generally negative reviews from critics, although Angelina Jolie was praised for her performance. Do you want to guess how much it grossed worldwide?
Like 150 million?
$274.7 million.
Not bad.
Making it one of the highest grossing video game adaptations. Because of that, the sequel, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life, was released 2 years later.
See, for some reason, I remember that one more than I remember this one.
I feel like the only part I remember from The Cradle of Life was when they do the flying squirrel jump.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the major memory I have of that one.
I remember that Gerard Butler is in that movie.
Oh, you're right.
I remember the fight at the end of the movie.
See, for some reason, I thought Daniel Craig was in the second one. I didn't remember it was Gerard Butler instead.
Great picks for both movies.
Yeah. Next movie fact. Angelina Jolie did her own bungee ballet. And according to an interview on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. What a throwback. She injured her ankle on the first take when landing on the top of chandelier went bad. So part of the scene had to be done over after she recovered.
Fine.
We have some gun facts. The gun that Daniel Craig uses in the Tomb of the Dancing Light, I guess that's where the Buddha is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Walther P99, which is the signature weapon of James Bond before he switched back to the PPK. He used this weapon as Bond in Casino Royale in 2006.
Kelly, I need to tell you something. What? Everything you just said went in one ear and out.
I assume so.
All I heard were letters.
So this is also not going to make any sense to you, but makes sense to me. Lara's twin pistols that she uses are 9mm H&K USP matches. They have some modifications on them. I think it's mostly the slides that are different. She has the... Yeah, you don't care.
I'm sorry.
What I will say, though, is that Angelina stated in an interview that she kept Lara's holsters, which I will say the first outfit that she wears in this movie, which is accurate to the video game, I love that outfit. Like her, I know it's like impractical, but like her with the shorts and the thigh holsters, love it. Beautiful. I want to be
maybe
her.
You should be Laura. Maybe you should be Lara Croft for Halloween.
Maybe I should. I gotta get a wig because my hair is not growing out that long.
Just get some extensions or something.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It might be easier if you
can't make
a wig.
Or you can't make a braid out of your hair?
I mean, I can, but it wouldn't be as long and cool. I want to be cool, Jordan. I want to be cool like Lara Croft.
Okay.
But yeah, those are the movie facts. And here comes the question, Jordan. Is this movie iconic?
Yes. Is this movie good? Absolutely not. But is iconic.
It's very
It's
iconic.
Laura. It's Laura
It's Lara
Croft.
Croft. It's Angelina Jolie as Lara
It's
Croft.
Angelina Jolie as Laura Croft.
Come
It doesn't get more
on.
iconic than that.
Right.
First off, I love when Angelina Jolie does action movies.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love her in action
Haven't
movies.
love her in action movies. She should do some more because she's starting to get up there in age, so she should do some more before it starts getting dangerous.
Damn. But yeah, good movie. I love it. Iconic. Okay, Jordan, what are your recommendations for this week?
I have three. My
Okay.
first one is Apart by Brandy. Great song. I think it was the like 20th anniversary of Full Moon, so I like of course I had to listen to it. And Apart is a great song.
Love
Brandy never misses. She really put her foot into that song.
it.
Second recommendation is Liar by Justin Timberlake featuring Fireboy DML. I listened to Justin Timberlake's new album yesterday. It was okay.
I was about to say, I'm like, I don't, was it good?
It was okay.
Okay.
I've heard better. It actually kind of sounded like he was reusing like throwaway songs from his other
Oh
albums,
no.
if I'm being honest.
Oh
Except for a couple of songs that had Afro beats, and including kind of this one, I was like, these just sound like old songs that you just like threw on here. But like the opening song, Memphis, that sounds like a Justified reject. Like it sounds like a song that he wrote for Justified and then like didn't put
Never
on that
made it.
album, and then put it on this album.
Wow.
Because why are you a 40-plus-year-old man singing about how people don't know how hard your life is? Like, you're just like us. Like, please, that's played out. Please stop. But yeah. This was the only song I added to a playlist. I didn't even add. No. I added this song and then I added the NSYNC song. Mostly because of JC. That's it. But
Fair.
because like if JC's on the track, it's getting added to the playlist. But yeah, I don't even remember the name of that album, so I can't even tell you, but whatever his new album is called, it's
All right.
forgettable.
Yeah.
Sorry. Last recommendation is from Flo Milli's new album, which
Flo
because
Milli, she did.
literally everybody has been releasing music this month. It's been crazy. And everybody's like releasing music this year. And I'm like, who's going to be releasing next year?
No one.
Like what are we going to be listening to next year?
Nothing.
Whatever. It's New Me by Flo Milli featuring Anencia, I think. Was a good little song. I listened to it while I was waiting for my Target order.
Nice.
So yeah, I enjoyed it. What about you, Kelly?
So I have got two recommendations. My first one is Give It to Me, featuring Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, and Nelly Furtado. Great song. It was on TikTok a long time ago, but it came up on one of my early 2000s playlists on Spotify. It's a bop, go listen to it. And my second recommendation is Supernatural with Troye Sivan. It's from the little extended-ish version of Eternal Sunshine. But yeah, I only got two this week. So that's it for me.
Cool. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on our social media. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. They're both at SYTYI Podcasts. Don't forget to send us your movie requests or your movie stories at our email, sytyipodcast@gmail.com. I asked a question earlier. Please answer it. I don't even remember what that fucking question was.
It was the aerial stuff.
Yes. If you know of any classes, let us know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I am constantly bored. Please give me stuff to do. Yeah, our email is sytypodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to share us with your friends and your family. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, I want to know, Kelly, have you noticed anything about the podcast?
Oh, no, what?
Oh, she hasn't noticed yet. Okay, cool. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts with 5 stars.
Should I be concerned?
No, but you just haven't noticed, and that's good. It's cool. Everyone have a good week and stay iconic.
Stay iconic, y'all. Bye.
Bye.